Somewhere deep in my mind, I can feel my consciousness screaming out, desperately begging me to resist. But I can't. It feels too good. It feels too right. Small fingers descend into the waistband of my underwear, pulling them down and exposing my thick, hard meat. It stands at attention, pointed toward the sky, thick purple veins bulging and pulsing at the surface. This is no normal erection. It looks set to burst as a single, lone bead of lust drips from the tip, shimmering in the light as it cascades down my fleshy length. Kaio has been bound and exposed as well. His long, pale cock has turned a shade of gentle pink as it strains against the unnatural blood pressure. It must hurt. I need to help him. I need to help my Kaio. Thrusting my hips forward, our cocks meet. I gasp, a monstrous, surreal thrill seizing my entire body as my cock erupts. It feels as though every fiber of my being is ablaze with carnal pleasure, every inch experiencing an unrestrained orgasm. A torrent of semen floods from my hard penis, but it comes as a relentless waterfall, dripping down the shaft and painting the earth below. Pump, pump, pump. My dick bobs and sways, the bloated underside visibly contracting with each ejaculation. God, why won't it stop? It's only getting more forceful with each contortion. I see Kaio is doing the same as well, a look of absolute elation in his confused crimson eyes. Small hands grab my hair, pulling me back. Powerless to resist, I crawl backward, putting space between the two of us. My cock continues to dribble and spurt, leaving a trail of cum in the grass. How is this possible? How do I have so much cum? It keeps going. Feels nice. Shrill chatter assaults my ears as the fairies finally come into view. Fluttering near my cock, they look up into my droopy eyes with wicked grins. Seeing their fit bodies heightens my pleasure as this eternal orgasm continues to command ownership of every corner of my mind. I am a slave to these tiny demons, tied up and intoxicated. I am nothing more than their plaything, nothing more than a lumbering ape on display for their sick pleasure. The sprites drop their bushy grass skirts, fully displaying their erect cocks, shockingly large in proportion to their bodies. The swollen genitals are nearly the length of their arms. The aroused, pointy spears reach up to just below their pecs. These magical creatures are clearly enjoying the show. Several more of my small forest masters glide in close, carrying a large bowl-shaped leaf, wings rapidly beating. They hold it aloft, gently positioning it under my continuous waterfall of cum. As the vessel begins to fill, I glance up and see Kaio being subjected to a similar act. Our eyes meet, and I forget about everything. Nothing matters. Just the two of us here and now. Gazing into each other's eyes, allowing this enchanted passion to overwhelm our minds. If he is pleased, then so am I. Perhaps in a normal frame of mind, I would be aghast at what is happening, but everything feels so natural now, the swirling colors fading in and out of my vision. My body pleasantly relaxes as I allow myself to be milked by these miniature devils. My mind in a state of absolute bliss as I gaze toward my beautiful lover. I hope this moment never ends. I hear a splash and slowly lower my vision, the world blurring as my eyes move. A fairy has dipped into the bowl, now filled to the brim with my semen. How long have we been here filling their leaves? So much cum in one place, this can't be healthy. The enchanted being fully submerges himself in the lake of cum before erupting from the surface. Coated in my thick, pearly slime, it mats his hair and drips from every inch of his muscular body.